From the caves at Lascaux to the Ten Commandments to homeroom in sixth grade, notes have played an important role in man's history. This is the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaux and Bruce Elcourt.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 147 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elcourt and I am here with
Julian Robichaux.
Julian, did you notice something different at the beginning of the podcast today?
There was, and I wonder how many people thought they were listening to the wrong podcast because we have a different intro.
A fellow podcaster, a very popular one, and a friend, Ken Ray of Mac OS Ken Podcast, created a couple intros for us, and we decided to use this particular one. So I would suggest that you have a listen to Ken's awesome podcast. He does a couple. Just go into iTunes and search for Mac OS Ken, or just Google him, Ken Ray podcast, and you'll find three shows that he does. Great stuff. So, Ken, thank you so much for doing the intro. Julian,
yes.
Back to taking notes here, and the people we interviewed today were?
We spoke with Joyce Davis and Colleen Burns from IBM, and we talked about the team social team at Lotusphere this year and some of the social things they're putting together. And in this case, social means maybe actually meeting people in person, as well as being on, you know, Twitter and sharing photos and videos and things like that. So there is a large number of things going on kind of for mobile devices or meeting people in person down on the showroom floor at specific times or things like that that they have put together. And they're going to talk about all of that in the next 20 or 30 minutes here on the podcast.
Yeah, and it's exciting. I mean, I've been around social for a long time, just as you have, Julian, but it's amped up lately. And I think this is going to be the year out of any of the Lotuspheres that we've all been to that social is going to play just the ultra-critical role in a lot of things. So let's have a listen to Joyce Davis and Colleen Burns of IBM.
Welcome to another podcast. On the podcast today, we're going to talk about Lotusphere and specifically some of the social parts of Lotusphere, I think. With us today is Colleen Burns from IBM. Hello, Colleen.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Would you like to tell our listening audience what you do at IBM?
Sure. I actually recently stepped into a new position called Influencer Relations for ICS in IBM Social Business. And it really combines several of the different jobs that I've had in the past, working as social media strategist along with Joyce Davis and Donna Beig. So I'll still keep some of those responsibilities, but then working with our analyst and our analyst relation team and our public relations team and thought leaders like yourselves and bloggers and, podcast hosts, working with those influencers in the community to figure out how we can help spread the IBM social business message.
Yay. Well, what a good idea to have you on the podcast then.
Well, thank you.
And we have someone else, Joyce Davis here. Joyce is an old hat on the Taking Notes podcast. I think we've had you on here several times, but welcome back, Joyce.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
And for anyone who might not be familiar with you for some reason, Joyce, what do you do at IBM?
Sure. I'm community manager for IBM Collaboration Solutions and Social Business. So it's my job to get out there and arrange the parties, that kind of thing, but bring together people who care about our technology and want to share their knowledge and learn more and get the message out there.
Yay, people like us.
Yes, that's right.
Well, let's talk about Team Social then. Team Social is something new for Lotusphere this year. Would you like to tell us what that is?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. You know, social business is all about us getting together and sharing our knowledge and using social networking tools to do good business. And so this year, we're really amping up the social activities. And to do that, what we've done is we've engaged volunteers both inside and outside of IBM. So we've got customers and business partners and IBMers that have come together to form Team Social. And we're going to be on the floor there at Lotusphere to help everybody kind of get familiar with how to get into social networking if they're not already. If they are into social networking, who do they need to be following or connecting to? How can they get engaged in the IBM Collaboration Solutions community, the Lotusphere community, the IBM Connect community? So we've got folks who are standing by waiting to help folks get social at Lotusphere. I'm really excited about it.
Colleen, what kinds of things can people expect to, like events at Lotusphere that may foster social?
Actually, we've got several fun things in mind. One of the things that we've been working on is a scavenger hunt. So it'll be this virtual scavenger hunt via Twitter. And that's going to start on Sunday night. So as people come to the welcome reception by the pool, you know, you'll start to receive tweets as long as you follow hashtag LS12Hunt. So it's LS, number 12, and then H-U-N-T. All week long, we'll be giving them clues. So on Sunday night, we'll have a series that follow throughout the party of things you have to do, like take pictures with certain folks. And then at the end, come and collect your prize. We'll do the same thing all day throughout Monday. And then, you know, the remainder of the week, Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, you'll get tweets throughout the day, sort of these one-offs. You know, the first 10 people to meet us here will get a prize. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. And it's not just about having fun. There'll be different things they have to do along the way that'll introduce you to some, you know, maybe new white papers that we have out there, meet some of our premier business partners. So there's a strategy behind it more than just fun. So we'll have that. And then also, you know, in past years, we've, you know, had the location-based check-in. So we'll have Foursquare going. So for folks who have LS Mobile on their phone, they'll be able to go and, you know, check into the rooms that they're in. And that's always fun.
Right. For those people who don't know about the LS Mobile app, that was an app created by the Turtle Partnership, which contains linked to all the sessions. Is that right, Colleen?
That's correct. And you can also tweet from there. And it's a really easy way to do your check-in. And it's a neat app. I mean, it's up and working
really
now,
is.
So take a look.
It's very cool.
And another plug then for the Turtle, Joyce and I were talking about this earlier today at 4 o'clock on Sunday, isn't it, Joyce, at the Dolphin. They're going to start at the Rotunda. They'll start their newbie tour for anyone who hasn't, you know, the ins and outs. What Turtle's been there 18 years, so it's sort of the ins and outs of Lotusphere.
Right. Just for a point of clarification, the Turtle Partnership wrote the session application, right? And the Turtle will be leading that particular event starting in the Rotunda, right?
Well, and the great news is that you don't have to walk terribly fast.
Like turtles?
Exactly. A little slow on the uptake.
All right. So obviously there's going to be this scavenger hunt, and you are sending people to Julian's session and my session, right? That's part of the hunt, right?
In fact, that's where it starts and ends.
Right, okay.
Of course.
And speaking of specific locations, one thing I want to mention is we do have what are called social cafes that are going to be set up at four different locations throughout the conference. We've got one that's set up in the Swan and then three in the Dolphin. The biggest one is going to be down on the showroom floor. So if you go down the escalators and then take an immediate right, there's going to be a big, big social circle area where we're going to be having some topics of the hour. We're going to have social hosts that are going to talk about different social networking topics and social business topics. So that's going to be really fun. And we'll be tweeting about those topics so people will know when to come down and listen to the speaker. But it's also going to be a really nice place to just get together and meet with other folks who are interested in social activities.
So when you say cafe, are you talking coffee?
Well...
Depends on the time of day, but
okay.
It does mean really great conversation.
All there right. You go. There you go.
Now, and so for me, you know, when we talk about IBM Social, we have typically been talking about social business or even, you know, these kind of computer things where I'm sitting behind my laptop screen safely all by myself on the computer, and I might be chatting or I might be earning a badge or something like that. Now, when we're talking about social here, there are times when you're actually talking about interacting with people in real life, right?
I know, in real life. Can you believe it?
That's kind of scary.
but that's what's exciting about Lotusphere is it gives us an opportunity to meet each other face-to-face so that when we do have that interaction online, it's even deeper, you know? And it's kind of funny. I know that you guys have experienced this as well, but so many people I have interacted with online for years and years and years, and will be seeing them at Lotusphere this year will be the first time I've ever met. Some of these are colleagues that I've worked with. Maybe they work overseas, or they're, you know, customers that I've been connected with on Twitter for years and years. But Lotusphere really gives us an opportunity to make that real face-to-face interaction, which I think kind of takes it to the next level and makes your online experience even more valuable.
I mean, Joyce is sometimes the first person I say good morning to, but yeah. I haven't met her face-to-face yet.
I know. She sends me little sunshines. It's very sweet.
I think it comes full circle because, to Joyce's point, you know, the online world has, you know, connected us to so many people that we would never, ever have contact with. And it does foster great business relationships, but there's still something to that face-to-face, to that handshake, to getting to know somebody, to maybe, I don't know, singing a song on stage at Kimonos that really bonds you, that the next time you go to have those social interactions online, you've really deepened that relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's something that Bruce and I have talked about several times before about Lotusphere, is that, you know, you, one of the things that you do when you're there is you really should be meeting new people. And, yeah. You know, if you're not, then you're missing out on such a great opportunity. So you're right. Now, I think one of the other things that is going on with the Team Social is video. So I think their video may be sort of a halfway point for some people in terms of meeting face-to-face versus just sitting behind Twitter. What are the video things going on?
Well, we have a flip cam program that we'll have going on. So, you know, you may encounter some folks going around with little flip cams asking you questions, reactions to the general session, reactions to the showroom floor, you know, what you're anticipating most. And then we'll run those via a live stream throughout the conference. Isn't that right, Joyce? Is that how we're planning to show it? So
we also have some panels of folks who are going to be interviewed, and those will be live streamed as well. Some of the sessions, well, actually, I don't think the panels are going to be live streamed. They are going to be videoed, video recorded and made available, but certain sessions are going to be live streamed as well. I believe the opening and closing general sessions will be live streamed, and we are going to be posting a blog entry either today or tomorrow morning that has some details about this. So, Watch our blog, which we'll include in the show notes. But so yeah, we're going to have some live stream, and then all of the video that's going to be recorded while we're there is going to be made available afterwards as well. But you're right, Julian, in that video is kind of the intermediary. In other words, there are going to be some people that really wanted to come to Lotusphere but weren't able for one reason or another. And so watching via live stream or via video is going to be a great way for them to stay connected.
Colleen, do you want to explain to people who may not know what a hashtag is, what a hashtag is?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question. You know, hashtags allow people to follow along certain conversations on Twitter. So the official Twitter ID, the handle that we'll be using, of course, is IBM Social Biz. That's B-I-Z. Now, if you are attending Lotusphere or Connect and you want to follow along, those hashtags, what you'll do is you'll go and you put the little hashtag, you know, the pound sign, and it's LS12, or you can follow the hashtag IBM Connect. And there you'll see everyone who's tweeting about different things going on. We also have one more, and that's for the hunt, because we don't want the clues to sort of get mixed up in the stream and have people miss them. We created another one, which is the hashtag LS12 and then the word hunt right after it. And you can actually, you know, we didn't talk about the Lotusphere aggregator, but if you could go to the Lotusphere aggregator, that's going to bring together the blogs, the tweets, anything that's being mentioned about the conference. You can find it in one place, and that's really neat as well.
Right, and we'll put a link to the Lotusphere Connect aggregator in the show notes. So that's just going to be this one page that's going to be, you know, bringing in from all these different, you know, from Twitter, from Flickr, from other resources out on the web, information that's been tagged either LS12, IBM Social Biz, and what, maybe LS Hunt, maybe? I'm not sure.
I think we're going to do the LS12 hunt, but that's something you want to keep a little bit separate because that's going to be a direct action, and we want to keep those a bit isolated.
Are there prizes for the hunt?
There might be.
Okay.
There might even
there
be
are now.
Social Biz Cafe.
Okay. coffee, cake.
Now, Bruce, you mentioned Flickr. Is there some kind of maybe a Flickr group or some? How are you kind of planning on doing photo sharing?
We do have a Flickr photo group that we've set up. We know there are several others out there as well, but we are going to make ours known as well. We've got. We're also using Instagram, thanks to Bruce, who. And Bruce, you can probably explain better than I can exactly what you did. but I know that if you follow the hashtag LS12 on Instagram, you can see all of the photos that people tag with that hashtag.
Yeah, I just created a simple webpage that brings into a pretty Instagram-like page that shows all the photos.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, tagged with LS12, and it, you know, it looks like a whole bunch of Polaroids. So we'll publish that in the show notes as well. It's a little, you know, it's fun. It's a fun little thing. So
if I could just I was going to say, is there an irony that we take our pictures, our digital pictures now, to make them look like Polaroids?
Well, no, I mean, you don't have to, you know, they don't always look like Polaroids. Some people in Instagram, right, which is what the app of the year, according to Apple, for 2011, it's this really popular way, social application for sharing photos. And what a lot of people do, right, is they take a photo of their, you know, I don't know, their dog, and they apply all these filters that are inside of Instagram to make them look, you know,
artsy-fartsy.
Yeah, artsy-fartsy. But a lot of times I don't use the what do you call it, filters, and they look cool. But then again, I haven't been using Flickr, right, because it's just a little harder, I guess, to upload a photo from my iPhone to Flickr. So I found Instagram just easy to do that. I haven't been using Flickr as much, but...
If everybody
and your photos look great. Sorry, Joyce.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Yeah, they really do. I would assume that you do use the filters because all of them look very artsy-fartsy.
No, I'm just a legally blind photographer. That's...
Well, you do a beautiful job. I want everyone to remind me to please use Instagram because for some reason I always forget. I always just upload to Facebook or upload to...
Well, and
you know,
speaking of Facebook, Joyce,
yes.
Let's not forget.
That's right.
You know, definitely come along and like us at facebook.com/IBM Social Biz, B-I-Z, because in addition to Instagram and Flickr, we're also going to try to post many pictures from the different events. One other event I don't want to miss out telling you about. We're going to have two tweet ups. So, yes. Joyce, do you want to tell them about the one on Sunday night?
The one on Sunday night? I was thinking
do
the
I
one
have
on.
Wrong?
Is it Monday? It's Monday, right?
Oh, it is Monday night. It is.
Yeah,
this is why we work together. Yes. Sorry.
We get together. We're a good team. We have a very special tweet up. Monday night, we have a Meet the Champions tweet up. You know, we have 63 champions and 54 of them, if you can believe it, are going to be at Lotus Fair this year. So we have a Meet the Champions tweet up. It's going to be in the social cafe down on the showroom floor. So again, go down the escalators, take an immediate right. And we have a very special event that is going to happen there at the tweet up, which I can't tell you about, but you have to come.
I think I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
I think so.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I don't think I know, but okay.
Yeah, you may not.
Does it have to do with quote unquote a sign? No? Never mind. I don't want to give it away.
I think so, yes.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, this is like our very own scavenger hunt right here.
Yeah.
We got our first clue. Well, the second tweet up that we have is along with Ascendant, and that is going to be on Tuesday evening, the 17th at 5 o'clock, Dolphin Room 8110. And that is from 5 to 6, and there'll be food and drink, and it's a, you know, come out and meet all the other tweeters and put, you know, faces to the handles. Should be a lot of fun.
That's going to be awesome. And we'll have food and drink actually at the Champions tweet up as well because it's during the showcase reception.
But don't count on coffee.
Oh. So just kind of a terminology question here. I think I might use the word tweet up differently than you do. So when you say tweet up, I guess what are you referring to from the Twitter standpoint?
Well, we're going to promote this. I'll talk about Tuesday nights. You know, we're going to promote this with a handle. I believe that Ascendant's going to be using like LS12 TweetUp. And just to let folks know that it's going on, it's usually a little more grassroots, but we're promoting it. We want to get as many people out there as possible. And it's a meetup for folks who are on Twitter. And, you know, you want to see what the turtle looks like, you know, at the underscore turtle, or you want to see what Belgort looks like, this is where we would go.
So okay. It's meeting your Twitter friends in person, in real life.
Got it. As opposed to a tweet up where you need to follow Twitter to find out where the meeting is.
I think that's how it originally started. But like I said, you know, we're promoting it ahead of time because we really want to get people. We don't want them to miss it. You don't have, you know, we don't have opportunities like this, but once a year between Connect and Lotusphere to really meet these folks. So we'll do whatever we can to get folks out there.
Yeah, just clarifying, because I want to make sure that if there's something else that people need to follow in order to find out more about those, that we're not missing it. So I want to capture all the appropriate information, that's all.
Yeah.
So I guess what else? So if people, this is all kind of outgoing information that we're talking about here, things that I might be on my iPhone or something like that receiving the information. What if I actually have a question that I want to ask? How do I get in touch with you two or whoever the appropriate person is about this sort of thing?
Well, Social Cafe would be the place to go for sure.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
So that's the in-person option.
Yes. And the online option, we actually have a special Twitter list for all of the Team Social members. So if you go to IBM Social Biz and look at their lists, there's a list under that handle called LS12 Team Social, and you can tweet any of those folks.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
And truthfully, throughout the day, we're going to have different stations where all day long, we hope that there will be someone, a member from Team Social, hanging out. We'll have buttons on to identify us. And you know, you can just stop, and if we don't know the answer to something, we'll find it out really quickly.
One last question for you, Joyce. I've seen somewhere references to a bunch of community sites. Can you tell us what they are?
Yes, this is terrific. We are using our own technology, IBM Connections, in Lotus Greenhouse to we've created two communities, one for Lotusphere and one for IBM Connect. And if you go to bit.ly/Lotusphere community, you do have to be logged into Lotus Greenhouse. So if you don't have an account, just go to greenhouse.lotus.com and register. Once you register, just go into the Lotusphere community or the IBM Connect community, and we've got folks there who are posting information every day. If you have a question, you can post a question. If you have a photo you want to upload, you can post a photo. If you want to find out more about the conference or find out how to use the community, there's all kinds of great information there. If you want to see the champions, there's a link to a page that shows you all of the champions, picture of all the champions, as well as highlighting all the different sessions that they're speaking at. So great use of our technology, and I encourage everybody to go out there and join.
So have we covered everything for Team Social in this episode?
I think so, except as soon as we hang up, then I'll think, oh, shoot, we forgot to mention this one thing. And then
I'll
have to comment on your blog.
Oh, you know, we didn't really talk about it. I don't know that we gave the URL. I know, Joyce, you mentioned it, but our blog, which is pretty cool. You know, we've got the IBM Social Business Insights blog, and we have guest bloggers on there. So that's a first. It's always been, you know, the IBM point of view, but now we're getting your point of view. So that's pretty neat.
And we'll have a link for that in the show notes, I guess.
Yeah, and it's actually a pretty easy link, believe it or not. It's ibm.com/blogs/social-business, spelled out.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Colleen, the opening general session speaker is?
Oh, if I told you that, I'd have to give you all the prizes for the scavenger hunt, and I can't do that.
All right, Joyce, would you like to tell everybody?
Yes, it is...
Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess who it is? Crickets.
Crickets. No,
if
I don't want to
guess. You'd be wrong.
All right.
That's right.
You don't have to guess. I know it's tough. My guess is that it's somebody in the entertainment world.
Oh, that's a great narrowed down guess.
Yeah, no. possibly having to do with music. Okay. That's my guess.
Like why music?
Like a rock star. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Oh my gosh. If it could be Sting.
See, I'm thinking more along the lines of an author or producer.
Yeah, entertainment. See, I was right.
I'm thinking TV personality.
Okay. Julian, any parting words or questions for our two fine guests today?
No, I think the big thing is to check the show notes for links and Twitter IDs and the hashtags and things like that if you did not catch them while we were talking about them during the podcast. But no, other than that, I am just frantically trying to get ready for Lotusphere right now, and I think that once I get there, I will be hitting the ground running and following these hashtags and meeting with people and things like that and doing all these social things that I'm supposed to be doing while I'm there.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, it'll be good to see you again. So, Bruce, any parting words from you?
No, I just, how would you say it? It's going to be crazy town between now and Friday when I leave. I get in Friday night, and we'll be doing podcasts, I guess, from Lotusphere this year.
Yeah, we will.
Yep, and they're live, and probably, you'll be hearing from people that you may have never knew existed, and we'll share their story about what they do, and I'll kind of be like a man on the street type of guy, and
cool.
We'll see how that works out.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, well, that's a wrap for episode 147 of the Taking Notes podcast. Colleen and Joyce, thank you so much, and make sure there's coffee at the social cafe.
All right, take care, you guys.
Thank you.